I think a good crew makes a great team, a good station, yeah. So that's what it's all about, is teamwork and, yeah, all working together and looking out for each other.
Yeah, it's good fun.
It might be good fun, but working in a stock camp on a remote cattle station in the Northern Territory is also a lot of hard work. G'day there, I'm Daniel Fitzgerald on Pigeonhole Station, about 400 kilometres southwest of Katherine, where the first round of muster is underway for the year. Linda Morrison and the rest of the crew are sleeping rough in their swags and working from dawn till dusk. They're mustering cattle, branding, fencing, and doing all manner of jobs to keep the station ticking over. Most of the ringers working here are young, in their late teens and early 20s, travelling from interstate for an adventure up in the top end.
Hi, my name is Jessica Bonello. I'm 22 from Nyngan, New South Wales. I'm currently in the stock camp at Pigeonhole Station, Northern Territory. So far it's really good and enjoying the experience. Everyone's really good and yeah, and like the place is beautiful, like all the scenery and, you know, the cattle, the horses, everything's just beautiful up here.
And what is it you like about working with horses and cattle?
I've always been interested with horses and cattle from like a young age, and I just enjoy being able to work with both of them, and you know, they worked so well together, and you know, the horses are just so smart, like having to, you know, teach them how to block a cow and how to chase them, and some horses just have that natural ability, and it's so good to be able to work with them and, you know, help them and help each other out.
And what do you like about camping out for weeks at a time? What's the good and the bad about camping out?
This is the first time I've camped out like with a stock camp, so it was a very good first experience. I enjoy it. You know, you wake up in the morning like outside, you know, it's just good. Like, you know, you camp, cook up a camp meal together and you help each other out, and sometimes it's good, sometimes it's bad, but you know, you still eat it and it's good.
My name's Sam Marcus and I originally come from Tokemole. I'm 20 years old. Back home I grew up on a farm, but we ended up moving into town and kind of missed the whole open wide spaces. And
what do you like about your job here in the stock camp?
I really enjoy just the lifestyle really. It's a little more free than working in a factory or just living life in town in general, for me anyway.
What's the downsides to working in a stock camp and camping out for weeks at a time?
Oh, downsides. there's not really many downsides in my opinion. I really love the idea of it all, to be honest. it's a good life.
My name's Jane Evans and I'm 18 and I'm from Roma in Queensland.
What brought you here to the Northern Territory and to Pigeonhole Station?
Oh, I've just always really been interested in it. And my dad, when I was a kid, he used to tell stories of when he was a young fella and went to the Territory surfing on crocodiles. It was, yeah, bit of a story, but always had me interested in coming up here.
Did the Northern Territory hold a bit of a mystique for you, a bit of a unknown sort of place?
Yeah, definitely. And just like the idea of everything and of it being so big and unexplored nearly to an extent.
And how do you feel you're going as a first year ringer?
It's a bit of a learning curve and very eye-opening, but yeah, I think I'm going alright so far anyway.
G'day, my name's Terry McGuire. I'm from Casino and I'm 16.
So how did you end up here in the Northern Territory in Pigeonhole Camp?
Well, I was sick of school, wanted to get out, and I like riding horses and doing cattle work and stuff, and my uncle Shane was originally Matt's first boss up here, so they kind of knew each other, got me the job.
Had your uncle told you a few stories about the Northern Territory and working on stations up here?
Yeah, he's told me a few yarns, horses bucking and rank horses and stuff like that.
Is that what attracted you to coming up here?
Yeah, I like all that wild kind of stuff, getting wild bulls and stuff like that.
What is it about cattle work and horse work that you like over schoolwork? You said you left school not long ago.
Yeah, I just hated being in the classroom, being inside all day. I just like being out.
What is it you like about being outside?
Just riding horses and doing what I like.
What's been one of the challenges that you've had to deal with while you've been here?
Being young, I guess. Not much more, really. I don't know.
Being the youngest in the camp here, do you get a little bit of stick around the dinner table and that sort of thing?
Yeah, you do. You just got to learn to give it back, I guess.
You don't mind it?
Nah, it's good. We all have a good joke and a laugh. Everyone's good.
Hi, Dan. I'm Linda Morrison here at Pigeon Hole Station in the Northern Territory. At the moment, we're at Police Hole Stock Camp. I first came to Pigeon Hole in 14. Nay was looking for a cook and I was looking for an adventure. So we decided to join forces. So that's how I ended up here. I brought my horses and they knew I liked getting out, so anytime they could, they'd let me walk away with them or do a bit of work with the stock.
And have you found adventure here?
Absolutely. It's great.
What's the downside to camping out at night?
There's no downside to camping out. There is no downside, unless it's pouring rain, and it's not. Yeah. So in the Northern Territory, there's no downside. It's my dream. Love camping out. Sometimes it seems wrong that you get paid to do this, you know, ride a horse, work cattle and camp out. You know, they say, what work would you do and not get paid? You know, this is it. No, I love it. Yeah, it's my life. It's great because you meet all these, these international kids, you meet all these other kids from around Australia because they mostly come from different states and you wouldn't meet them otherwise. So, yeah, it's fantastic. It's just lovely to meet them and to listen to their stories and wonder where they'll be in 5 years and, you know, yeah, because they have so much talent, so much talent. Yeah, they're beautiful.